With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump reportedly set to unveil a $12 billion farm aid package, the announcement expected later today at the White House. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been meeting with French, German, and British leaders in London today. The talks aim to strengthen Ukraine's position in negotiations on a U.S.-backed plan to end the war with Russia. A newly unveiled defense spending bill comes with a mind-blowing price tag.
The sweeping 3,000-page bill authorizes a record $901 billion in national security spending next year. That's billions more than President Trump's request. The measure includes a 4% raise for enlisted troops, as well as $400 million in military assistance to Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the legislation would advance the president's agenda by ending woke ideology at the Pentagon and securing the border, among other priorities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Congressman Andy Biggs suggests he does not think Democrats will gain much traction with voters by hammering away at the affordability issue ahead of next year's midterm elections. Biggs tells the Salem Radio Network that for the Republicans, it's all about getting the message out.
We have to address health care, and as prices do continue to come down, we have to somehow break through the stranglehold that the socialist Marxist media has and let people know, yeah, prices are coming down. There are jobs being created in this country, and that you really didn't see that under Joe Biden. And that's we have to get our message out. If we get our message out, we win.
Paramount is challenging Netflix's $72 billion deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount offering $30 per share cash for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery. On Wall Street, the Dow down 90 points. This is SRN News. It's time for the verse of the year.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, has been crunching the numbers, and it reports that Isaiah 41:10 was the portion of Scripture most likely to be searched by people in 2025. The familiar verse reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Given the condition of the world, perhaps this isn't surprising. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. This is SRN News. The UN's aid office is downsizing its annual fundraising appeal for next year after support for the effort tanked.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it's seeking $33 billion to help some 135 million people cope with fallout from wars, climate disasters, earthquakes, epidemics, and food shortages. This year, it took in $15 billion, the lowest level in a decade. OCHA Chief Tom Fletcher says in 2025, hunger surged, food budgets were slashed, even as famines hit part of Sudan and Gaza. Health systems broke apart too. The UN aid coordinator sought $47 billion for this year and aimed to help 190 million people worldwide because of the lower support. It and humanitarian partners reached 25 million people fewer this year than in 2024. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
More details at srnnews.com.